El acontecer latinoamericano llega a ustedes en su programa
Punto de Encuentro
a través de CKCU 93.1 FM.
Hello, my name is Sonia, and I am a host of Punto de Encuentro, a Spanish show here at CKCU around 7 to 8 p.m. I'm taking this opportunity to give my heartfelt thanks to Jagjit Sharma, who is the host of the show that is normally at this time 6 to 7, Asian Sounds. And this is a special show to pay tribute to one of the hosts of Punto de Encuentro, Roberto Miranda, who passed away. So I am thanking Jagjit Sharma for letting me take over in her space at this time. And thank you to everybody at CKCU, especially Matthew Crochet and David Saracen and Dylan Hunter. We have been having some people over. They want to play respect and commemorate Roberto's life, celebrate Roberto's life. So I'm going to introduce you to one of his best friends, Roberto's best friends. We can start to introduce you Bill Skidmore, who is a professor here at University of Carleton. He's going to be talking to us in the meantime, and please bear with me that my show, Roberto's and I show, is in Spanish, so please bear with me that English is not my first language. Thank you for listening to CKCU, and this is Punto de Encuentro, paying tribute to Roberto Miranda. Thank you, Bill, for being here. You have been friends of Roberto for a long time. I cannot remember since when.
1997.
Right. The time when Punto de Encuentro started. Roberto and I started doing Punto de Encuentro at that time during the summer of 1997. So please tell us how you feel and how. What are your memories of Roberto's?
We only have how long? they could go on forever,
briefly, because we have
we have so many. No, I'm joking when I say that, because of course people that knew Roberto well have so many memories, because he was such a large presence in people's lives, so friendly, supportive, kind. So my memories are partly as friends. We were neighbors, and so we hung out together. He liked to mow my lawn. He had all these interesting things he liked to do. I knew his family, his kids. We would spend time together over the years. I knew him politically. I met him at a political event. And as with so many people, you meet him and you became close to him, a friend with him.
I can find the link between you and Roberto's friendship. Now, it came to me that you are a professor of, you teach human rights, right?
That's right.
And Roberto was many times in your class.
Mm-hmm.
And I did as well a couple of times.
You did as well, yeah.
A couple of times, three times, something like that. And this is something that nobody can miss. And Roberto, to me, has been always someone, was always somehow this kind of contagious person.
Contagious,
In a good sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, yeah, Roberto has this sense of letting people know about his country in a very particular way. Not in a way like some people do, in a chauvinistic way, like we say in Spanish, in Latin America, chauvinistic, like my country is better than yours or whatever. He made this kind of commitment. He came to Canada as a political refugee, escaping death. His brother has been killed. So I can understand your friendship with him regarding this human rights.
I mean, that was part of it. He did love where he came from. He loved it deeply. And even when we were at his house as he was dying, and I'd see the photo or the paintings on the wall, like of Antigua, or the various
Antigua,
as an example of the volcanoes in his room the night he was dying. And I just thought how much he missed that. I remember the first time I went there, and he said to me before I went, Guatemala is a beautiful country, but it's a tragic country because of the violence, the repression. So he would come to classes, have a tremendous impact on people. It's rare that you see students, strangers who didn't know him, come up after, and they'd hug him, and they'd be crying. Because he would speak so deeply about what he had experienced so passionately. He was funny, too. He connected with people. And what I did this year, sadly, there was a course that he spoke in more than one course, but one he spoke every year. And I told the class this year in January, I said, it's so sad I haven't included this segment on Guatemala because my friend always spoke, and you're not going to be able to see him. And I tried to describe him to them, just his deep commitment, his passion, his generosity of spirit, all that he had lived through and yet was so hopeful and positive, because these students hear of tragedies, of repression, of cruelty, of violence, that it overwhelms them at times, I think, and there's a need to find some possibilities of hope of what can be done. And I'd say, look, this man lived it. His brother was treated this way, his colleagues, his friends, all these losses, and yet he came here, he kept working on issues, he was so good to the people around him. How is it, even as he was dying and ill, even before the palliative phase, in so much pain for years from other ailments, so much pain, barely sleeping, and yet, you know, you called him up, oh, how are you doing, how are you, and he'd always be thinking of others. It was incredible.
He was cheer up all the time. And to me, the best way of honoring somebody's life, somebody's example in life, is try to do what they did. Because if we don't do it, it's a waste of time. It's a lie. You and I have been together like 2 weeks ago before his passing.
Yes.
One night, we stayed all night long. Mm-hmm. With Jordan, who is also with us, is going to be talking to us in Spanish and English as well, if he wishes. And Alberto was the next day. Alberto Ramos is from Guatemala as well, and he's here with us too. So you and I were at that time when he was unconscious. And I kept looking at you because you were I was across the room, and you were looking at Roberto's, and you were looking at the picture on the wall that you mentioned about Antigua. Yeah. So it came to me now that this is one of the best ways of honoring Roberto's legacy. Try to do what he did and remember him in this particular way.
Yeah, I think people have to find their own ways. One thing for people who didn't know him, that he was extremely charismatic.
Yes.
And he wasn't seeking attention. It wasn't like the big ego, but he just had such a spirit of giving, and people loved him and crowded around him. We can't try and replicate that energy.
Yeah.
I know I don't get a good night's sleep. I'm really grumpy. I don't think I can ever become like him exactly. He had his own special personality and features, but I think it was his attitudes. For me, it would be, after all he went through, he was still hopeful, and he still saw the best in people. He took the effort, and there's times I stop trying to reach to people if I'm tired, but he would always make that little extra effort to connect to people. For me as well, again, he was so principled. So many people gave up the struggle they're involved in, or they were, you know, attracted to money or status, and he remained very consistent, and so it's such an example. And you know, he was a brave, brave person. And in our work lives, I know in mine, I encounter people that are not brave at all, that give in,
bitter.
Yeah, what it can be, that they are in such good situations, but they don't have courage. They give in. And this man, he suffered so much. He has so many losses. And he went through it all, and he still had that determination to work for what really mattered and not to be bought off in any way.
If you can find a word to describe exactly Roberto, what that word would be?
Well, it might be two words, and of course they're not enough, but it kept going through my mind for months before he died. Generous spirit. Just such, the way he gave to people, whether it was with his friends, his family, or politically, especially when you consider what he was going through, that he still cared fantastically for the people he knew and people he didn't know, and you know how he kept working through Cafe Justicia and other political items.
Yes.
I mean, up to a couple of days before he died, he was still sending out emails about various human rights situations.
That's
what I say, a generosity of spirit. He just, he gave so much to people.
It's great. So to me, it's dignity.
Okay.
And integrity.
Yeah.
So thank you, Bill. I know you have to leave. You have to go.
I have
to. And I thank you for being here. And I'll most mostly I thank you because you have been such a good friend of Roberto and Yolanda and Florecita and Daniel. And throughout this year, I've been seeing you together with them. This is how I met you, through Roberto.
That's right.
And
yeah.
I feel somehow privileged to know you as well, because I knew you, your kind of person, through Roberto. Roberto, you always talked to me about you. He felt respect for you.
Yeah, well, I'm very fortunate I knew him. It's very hard to realize that he has died. I hope he's somewhere good, and who knows. But it was wonderful knowing him. What an inspiration.
There is a song, Latin American song, one of these favorite artists Roberto likes, and he used to play many times, and he still do, in our show, Punto de Encuentro. One of the titles in one of the words says, Los que mueren por la vida no pueden llamarse muertos. They who die and die doing what they like or working for others, they can never be called death.
They still live. Yes,
they still live. Yeah,
yeah, he will always always be present.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.